You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with Ken Cam. He is the CEO and founder of Marketocracy Incorporated, as well as portfolio manager at Marketocracy Capital Management, LLC. Marketocracy is launching one of the two models on Covestor this week, making those models available to retail investors through Covestor.com. Ken, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. It's great to be here with you.
It certainly is. Thanks for coming out. So, first of all, you left first-hand funds at the peak, I understand, and just a short time later, the tech bubble crashed. Did you see this? Did you see the end coming, and is that why you left?
Well, I really didn't see when the tech bubble was going to pop. But what I did see was that after having our stocks appreciate 56% a year for 5 years, those stocks were no longer as cheap as they were at the beginning of the period when we first picked them. So it was pretty clear to me that the best part of the run was already behind us. Now, I had no idea how soon the end would come after I left, but I knew that we were attracting a lot of money from new investors who, thinking that the past 5 years of returns was proof that this style of investing couldn't fail, were trusting us to continue to produce those kind of returns in exactly the same stocks that I was beginning to feel were already overvalued. And that's why I left.
Most portfolio managers in your situation would have gone to the top business schools and hired the best. Why didn't you do that?
Well, I did that. I went to the top business schools. I hired headhunters. I did what every other money manager does when you're trying to find good talent. And let me be the first to say that I cannot tell who is a good investor by reading their resume and interviewing them. I found that to be incredibly difficult, and I was not willing to hire people that were at that point unproven and let them train with client assets. And I thought there had to be a better way than that. And that's why I started Marketocracy.
Certainly makes a lot of sense and outstanding as well. Now, how does Marketocracy decide who to hire?
Well, I think when you're trying to find a great manager for your money, The one piece of evidence you'd like to see is a really superior long-term track record. Now, that's not a guarantee he's going to perform well for you in the future, but if there is no track record, then there really is no reason to expect that he would perform well. And so I think just by asking for a long-term track record, you can eliminate a lot of people who really only know how to talk about investing and don't know how to make an investment decision to save their life. So I set up Marketocracy to allow everyone who wants to work for us to first manage a model portfolio where no one has to bet on their ideas, no one has to pay for their training, and it's only after they've managed that model portfolio for at least 5 years that I even begin to look at the data. And I only interview the people who, after 5 years, have shown me that they can outperform the broad market averages by at least 1,000 basis points a year on average. That's who I decide who to interview. Now, once you're in the interview process, then I look for all the same things that everyone else does. I want someone who can explain why they made each investment and how they make their decision. But for me, the explanations come after you've proven yourself, because they're very useful to helping me decide how I can best use your talent, right, to manage other people's money. I don't think the interviews themselves are useful in helping to identify you, the talent, but it is the most important part of learning how to use the talent once it's found.
Today we're joined by Ken Kam. He is the CEO and founder of Marketocracy Incorporated, as well as portfolio manager at Marketocracy Capital Management, LLC, and is also launching one of two models on Covestor this week, making it available to retail investors through Covestor.com here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Ken, which manager would you suggest for an aggressive investor?
Well, for an aggressive investor, I have a strategy for an aggressive investor that involves picking more than one manager. And here's the reason. If you're going to pick just one manager, an aggressive manager at that, you run the risk that you pick the manager just as their style is falling out of favor. And if you only pick one manager, then when that person falls out of favor, it's going to affect your entire portfolio. Instead, what I think makes sense is to find three or four great aggressive investors with different styles so that you minimize the chances that all three or four of their styles fall out of favor at the same time. This gives you the flexibility to monitor these aggressive investors so that when somebody's style starts to flounder, you can reduce your exposure to him, and it only affects a portion of your portfolio, and you'll have some other people who you can reallocate the money to keep your portfolio on track while the one manager's style falls out of favor. Now, right now, there are, in spite of the fact that the overall market looks choppy, there are several sectors and areas of the market that look attractive. So I would recommend for an aggressive investor that you look for the very best manager you can find who can put money to work for you in the areas of the market that are working. And I'll just name three areas worthy of consideration. I think they're the refining industry, the housing industry, and the high-yield, high-dividend-paying stocks.
What would you suggest for a conservative investor?
Well, when you're talking about conservative investors, these are people who really, they can't really afford to take the full brunt of market risk. So if the market were to have a crash and they went down as much as the market, it would materially affect their lifestyle. So for such investors, I think it's important that you put diversification or safety first, and you want a manager who can invest well in all sectors of the economy so that you can get diversification. Now, the model that we're launching at Covestor First is a core portfolio, and I think it's appropriate for a conservative investor. The manager I selected for this uses fundamental analysis to find companies in every sector that offer an above-average risk-reward profile. In this way, his portfolio is diversified across sectors, but it allows him to also avoid investing in the worst companies in each sector. And I think that's why he does so much better than the S&P 500 index funds, because index funds, by their very nature, cannot avoid investing in the worst companies in each sector. They have to invest in those companies just as they have to invest in the best ones. Well, after 10 years of running this model portfolio with this strategy of Marketocracy, Eugene's averaged 18.1% a year, while the index fund, the S&P 500, has averaged only 7.4. So he's done a terrific job of maintaining diversification, avoiding the worst stocks in every sector, and delivering a better return at the same time. I think that's what makes it appropriate for a conservative investor.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information and also to be in contact with you online?
Well, probably the best place to go to get information is at our website. It's www.marketocracy.com. If you're interested in these particular models that we're launching on Covestor, then go to www.covestor.com. if they want this model, they can go to Covestor.com. If they'd like to reach me to talk about their specific needs, they can reach me at 877-462-4180.
Can't beat that, having a direct line right to Ken Cam. Now, in conclusion, what advice could you lend to the listener on the topic that we have been covering today?
Sure. I think the biggest mistake many investors make is they choose managers that they know nothing about, other than where they work and how many years they've worked there and what school they graduated from. All of these things have nothing to do with how good a job they're going to do for your portfolio. I think the most important piece of information you'd want to know about your managers is what is their long-term track record. And if they don't have a long-term track record, then it's not worth paying them any more than you would pay an index fund. Now, if your objective is to be aggressive, then all the more reason to make sure that you're betting on the people who have proven that they can do it in the past, because there is no reason to believe that someone who hasn't been able to do it in the past is going to be able to accomplish that for you going forward.
Very helpful advice and information. He is Ken Cam, the CEO and founder of Marketocracy Incorporated, as well as portfolio manager at Marketocracy Capital Management, LLC. And once again, the website of reference is Marketocracy.com. Ken, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're very welcome, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.